Hello, is John Floyd there?
No, can I help you?
Oh, yes, you can help me if you like. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Certain.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
49.
Okay, thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Mixed.
I'm sorry?
Mixed, black and white.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation voting in this year's election for president and Congress and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. 1-0 means you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of elected officials. After I reach each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. The options are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So the first one is Joe Biden as president.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump as former president.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Marcy Kupfer as congresswoman.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you so much. And next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
I'm undecided on him.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. No worries. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each of them, please tell me if you are favorable or unfavorable impression. Or if you've not heard, something about them, that's okay. You can just let me know. The first one is Republicans in Congress.
Okay, and what am I answering about again about them? I apologize.
Oh, no, no worries. You can tell me how you feel about them. The options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one again, Marcy Kupfer.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Derek Mary.
I don't know. I haven't.
Okay. Thank you. And the next one, First Energy.
First Energy, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Okay. But would you say full Democrat or lean Democrat? I'm sorry, full Republican or lean Republican?
Lean Republican.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, that is one of the options. The full options are Democrat, okay. Lean Democrat, Republican, or lean Republican.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
Okay, thank you so much. In this case, would you mind specifying which candidate would you vote for?
I don't know, but none of them.
Oh, okay, no worries. That's okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
The I would cry are... first and then go Republican.
Okay, thank you. Well, we have two options here, Republican Donald Trump or lean Republican Donald Trump?
Lean Republican Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Moreno.
Okay. And is that a Republican Bernie Moreno or a lean Republican Bernie Moreno?
Lean Republican.
Okay, thank you. And also, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt? The options also are Democrat Mercy Kaptur, lean Democrat, Republican Derek Merritt, or lean Republican?
Lean Republican.
Okay. Thank you so much. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat and Mercy Kaptur?
There is no chance of me voting for Mercy Kaptur.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. Next one. Now I'm going to read you a statement first that some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. The statement says, Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America, and it's time for a change. Does this statement make you less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or just not doesn't make any difference for you?
Doesn't make any difference for me.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if this makes you feel less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference. So the first one says, Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill would persecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. So how would you rate this statement? Do you want me to read the options again?
Yes, please. I'm sorry.
No worries. The options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely.
No different.
Okay, thank you. Next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate to special interest, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow launderers to evict families on Christmas. In this case, would you say most likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or not true?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Also, sorry I didn't mention it before, but we also, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or if you think it's not true, you can also let me know.
Okay.
So the next segment is, In the state legislature, Derek Mehring sells extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
No different.
Okay, thank you. Next one is, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Mehring was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates through the roof as we fought for the bill of Mehring's corruption.
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. Would you say somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Mehring voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Mary even voted no on that.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Thank you so much. And last statement, in the state legislature, Derek Mehring supported anti-union laws to drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave and by nearly half. In Congress, Mehring will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age.
And it would raise whose retirement?
It says it and will raise their retirement age.
Raise the retirement age. Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mehring, or would you still vote for Mehring?
I would still vote for Mehring.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to, but... Marcy Catcher,
just don't worry. This is just an open question.
I know, but it's a screwed up society when we just have horrible people going up there. There's no change can be made.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much for your answer. Next one. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So I will ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Mehring or Lean Republican Derek Mehring?
Lean Republican Derek Mehring.
Okay, thank you. And I think that the last questions are for the statistical purposes. So what is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
College, a four-year degree.
Okay, thank you so much. One second. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, and would you say not strong Republican or strong Republican?
Not strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
Okay. But did you vote for other or did you not vote?
I voted for other.
Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.